A Calgary family is calling it a miracle after their 9-year-old son survived a drowning incident on the Shusup River near Enderby over the BC Day long weekend. The Warren family was visiting WJ2E Regional Park on Monday afternoon when 9-year-old Paul Angelo went into the river to swim. His father, Matthew Warren, says the boy was a strong swimmer, but the family wasn't familiar with the river. Paul Angelo made it about halfway across before his mother noticed something was wrong. The boy disappeared beneath the surface and became trapped under driftwood as the current pulled him downstream. Family members and other beachgoers immediately began searching for him in the murky water. After an estimated 5 to 10 minutes underwater, Paul Angelo was found and brought back to shore. That's when, according to his father, an extraordinary stroke of luck unfolded. Among the people at the beach that day were several off-duty healthcare professionals. They immediately began CPR, with nurses and doctors working together until paramedics arrived. Paul Angelo was taken to hospital in critical condition and is now being treated at BC Children's Hospital in Vancouver. His father says the family has received encouraging news from doctors. Paul Angelo has been waking periodically, although he's currently being kept in a medically induced coma while doctors continue testing. The family is awaiting results of an MRI before doctors begin waking him more fully. Warren says he believes the off-duty healthcare workers, along with other beachgoers who helped search the river, saved his son's life. The family is now sharing a warning for anyone swimming in the Shuswap River, particularly visitors who may not be familiar with its conditions. Warren says parents should keep a close eye on children around the river, even if they're confident swimmers, and be aware that there can be hazards beneath the surface that aren't visible from shore. He also says people trained in first aid may want to consider having emergency equipment, including an AED, readily available. The family is also asking people not to share or post videos of the incident or of their son online. Warren says the family wants to protect their 9-year-old's privacy while he continues his recovery. At the same time, the family is expressing its gratitude to the strangers who stepped in to help. Scott Crocker for CKVS News and the Local Journalism Initiative.